fly. But the hope keeps the strand. Let us keep this one where we roam. Oh, ancient good, oh God, us home. Ancient word, ever. Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we have come before you. We're ready, O Lord, to listen. Father, I am just an instrument in your hand. Use me to bless your people. Use me to speak to your people. And I pray, O Lord, that you will prepare every heart to be fertile to receive your word and to live by your word. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. May the peace of God be with you all this morning. Bonjour. Bonjour. Happy Father's Day to all of you. See, it baffles my mind though, right? That a month before Mother's Day, everybody is talking about Mother's Day. When it comes to Father's Day, it's only the day off. Amen. It is well. This morning, beloved of the Lord, I want us to reflect on our theme, Man Go Labor. Man Go Labor On. See, a songwriter by the name of Horatius Bonar in 1843 wrote a hymn that is titled, Man Go Labor On. And I'll read a few verses for you, or stanzas of his song or hymn. It says, go, labor on, spend and be spent. The joy to do the Father's will. It is the way the Master went. Should not the servant tread it still? Go, labor on, for it is not for naught. Thy earthly loss is heavenly gain. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises. What are men? Go labor on. Your hands are weak, Your knees are faint, your souls cast down, yet falter not. The prize you seek is near, a kingdom and a crown. Go, labor on while it is day. The world's dark night is hastening on. Speed, speed thy work. Cast sloth away. It is not thus that souls are won. Amen. See, this hymn is a battle cry for men to rise up, and women too. I'm not only here to preach to the men. Hallelujah. It is a cry from all of us to rise from passivity and engage in the kingdom work. The core message is clear. God is calling men to serve and to lead and to labor in his vineyard. Not someday, but now. The scripture tells us in Matthew 37 to 38, the harvest is plentiful, but laborers are few. That's what Jesus described everything. He said, the spiritual harvest is ready, but few are willing to work. We often chase career success, especially us men. We like to chase our personal comfort while neglecting eternal work. See, everything that we seek here on earth shall perish. But that eternal life is unperishable. Hallelujah. The kingdom needs laborers. The kingdom needs fathers. The kingdom needs husbands. The kingdom needs brothers, mentors, church leaders. That kingdom that we seek, we need all these. See, idle hands are not just unproductive. Idle hands are dangerous. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil get hold of your idle hands, because those hands will be dangerous. Are you standing in the field today? Or are you sitting on the sidelines? This morning, are you standing in the field? Or are you sitting on the sidelines? Take courage and stand. For Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So be courageous. God's work is not for the faint-hearted, beloved. Spiritual labor requires courage. Today's culture often undermines biblical manhood. Man must stand for truth with grace. Courage to lead in our homes. Courage to lead in the church. Courage to lead and to speak the truth at work. Love sacrificially and stand firm in trials, knowing that the crown that you seek is near. Be like Nehemiah, rebuilding the wall, sword in one hand, breaking the other. What fears or excuses are keeping you from the front lines of God's battlefield? Serve with compassion. 1 Corinthians 16:13 to 14 says, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like man, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love." Biblical manhood is not dominion. Did somebody hear me? Biblical manhood is not dominion, but biblical manhood is servant leadership. Servant leadership. Jesus, the ultimate man, knelt to wash feet. We are to exude Christ in our lives. If we are to exude Christ in our lives, that means we have to be servant leaders, not domineering at home, not domineering at work, in every place that authority has been given you, but to serve. That opportunity has been given you, whether it is at home, at work, or wherever you find yourself, it is for you to serve. Real men serve. Real men serve. Put that passion into action. Put that passion into action in disciplining your kids, in discipling your kids, in mentoring younger men in the church, in defending the vulnerable, be compassionate. Put that into action. See, labor without love is empty. Labor without love is empty. But work done in love echoes eternity. That reward awaits you. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. This morning we are being challenged to rise up and go labor on for the Lord. Your labor in the Lord will never be in vain. Earthly recognition may be small, but your eternal reward is guaranteed. When we labor for Christ, we are building something that moth and rust cannot destroy. Let us not focus on the things of the earth. So I bring this message to a close because I wanted you to get the nuggets of what God has for you today. Men, go labor on. It's not something that you do and stop. Hallelujah. It says, go labor on. That means on and on and on till Christ comes again. If you take nothing away from here today, I want you to remember just one thing. Go labor on. Go labor on. This is not the time for slumber. This is not the time for distraction. This is not the time for apathy. Rise up. God's field is vast. He needs laborers. Your role on that field is essential. Remember, 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And therefore, your labor in the Lord will never, ever be in vain. For God is with you wherever you go. Amen. Move. Move. For the last time, move. Men, be upstanding with all due respect and say, we will go on and labor. We will go on and labor. Hey, Manto. You will go on, right? Until Wunjay, Wobokai, I don't know why any da. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you this morning. We ask, O Father, that you will awaken the hearts of men from slumber. Give us strength to labor in your vineyard, courage to stand, and love to serve. May we not be found idle, but may we be found faithful in all that you've called us to do. We shall be obedient to your call. We shall go and labor on that Christ will be glorified. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.